compensates for the complexity, for the new complexity in the region. In the United States, our relations are now better than they were when Obama came to power, in spite of the feud between Netanyahu and Obama. And in Europe, our situation is not getting better, but Europe has less of a potential to be disruptive vis-a-vis Israel. Let me put it this way. When you speak about the collective Europe of the EU, when you speak about the elites, when you speak about the kind of silly advice we get from Europeans about our own affairs, we have a problem, but we don't have a dilemma. We have a problem because Europeans are punishing us for not listening to them. We don't have a dilemma because no sane Israeli will listen to the Europeans and their advice. If, God forbid, we would have listened to the Europeans, Israel would not be in existence. For instance, Saddam Hussein would have had nuclear weapons, Assad would have had nuclear weapons, suicide terrorists would roam the streets of Tel Aviv, because everything we did in order to prevent it, the Europeans were against. I get a signal here from Ruth that I should end, but I cannot end without, no, I can end, but I cannot end without saying something a little nasty. I've been really impressed and very emotional when I've seen recently Europeans asking themselves the question, will Israel still exist? In the last years, it became very popular to ask this question, does Israel have a future? And I would like to say that because Europeans are so deeply concerned about Israel's future, I want to say something about Europe's future. I think it should make us feel much better. At least it makes me feel, maybe you're not as nasty as I am, but it makes me feel better. Look at Europe. Europe has major security problems, particularly vis-a-vis Russia, only they don't know what to do about it. We have security problems. We know what to do about it. We do it. It works. It's not perfect, but it works. And at least we know what to do about our problems. The Europeans are committing demographic suicide. 1.3 children, 1.4 children, you end up like Japan with a dying nation, or like France getting Arabs controlling parts of Paris where other people cannot get into. You have in Europe loss of pride in European values. We have in Europe political polarization that is extremely dangerous, because what you have is people who went too far on the left generating a reaction from the deep right that brings up extremely dangerous forces, including fascist forces, into the European political scene. We have a failure of integration in Europe, and the most important thing is all these elements strengthen each other. You look at the demography, you look at immigration, you look at polarization, you look at integration, and also the pessimism that you have is reflected to a very large extent in the number of children. In Israel, on the other hand, we have security problems that we manage. We have an economy, in spite of the fact that we spend on defense 5 times more than Europe, an economy with a lower a rate of unemployment and a higher rate of growth than in Europe. Demographically, we have 3 children per family in Israel. When it comes to integration, I think we've had a tremendous change in Israel through intermarriage of everybody with everybody in a way that the greatest optimist could not have expected. And again, when you bring it all together, you can only quote the Yiddish phrase, God gives problems, God gives shoulders. We have enormous problems, but the shoulders that we have are very solid. And let me end, finally, with a joke that is not funny, and I've told it many times, but it's so good that I cannot keep myself from telling it again, because you will forget everything I said here, but you'll remember the joke. It's about God Almighty being sick and tired of the human race and saying, I want to bring a flood, but this time, comme il faut, a real flood. No Noah, no ark, no olive branch, just flooding everything. And he calls the representatives of the three monotheistic religions and he says to them, go to your people, tell them that in 2 weeks everything is over. So the Christian comes to his community and he says, guys, we've sinned. Let us pray, let us do good deeds, and perhaps they let us through the pearly gates. The Muslim comes and says, we've always been perfect, let's be perfect for 2 more weeks and we will have the same success. And the Jew comes and says, guys, we have 2 weeks to learn how to live underwater. Thank you.